Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Radio at the lowest price possible, consistent with quality. The Don and Mike Show.
I know that you've been trained, like the good little brains you are, to hear that tape and think it's time for Craig Wilson.
Right.
And Craig's in the paper today, and it's good, but we don't have time for it. We might get to it tomorrow, but we've got an even better Craig Wilson type feature for you today.
We sure do. It's about as good as it gets.
From our weirdo Rolodex, let's welcome now... Hey, we got some music going. Well, let me tell you who we had today. Who the perspectives were. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me find my page. Okay. We could either have on the show... Oh, God dang it. We're going to... Oh. Because I was going to play a segment with the hidden messages in records.
Right.
We could have, at this point of the show, called a guy... It's a specialty. God, I'm wasting time telling you this. His specialty is backwards speaking. Reverse speech. I think we've had him on the show.
So he can interpret the backwards records.
We had him on the show before.
Yeah.
We also had the Flaming Mouse guy that we wanted to get to.
Right.
We'll tell you about that guy as we rebook him. But the guy that we decided to talk to today was a guy named Monty St. James.
Monty has a very, very special title.
And the reason that we've invited him on the show... Okay, turn that man-eater off. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Gay USA 2005...
Monty St. James.
Monty St. James.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there, Monty. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Monty, as I look at the picture of you, what's the website here? Mr. Gay...
USA.com.
As I look at your picture, I notice that you're wearing a uniform, an armed services uniform.
Are you in the service now, Monty?
Oh, actually, I'm retired military. I was in the service back in 92.
And, of course, you were in the service then when it was Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Can you tell us, Monty, exactly how it is that you came to proudly wear the crown, to wear the ring, if you will, of Mr. Gay USA?
How did I come about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I actually competed for the title for 5 years, and I finally won it last...
Boy, you must be sore.
What's that?
I said you must be sore if you've been competing for 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, exactly what did you have to do to become Mr. Gay USA?
Well, Mr. Gay USA is pretty much like any other beauty pageant, but it's for males, of course.
Okay, so it's a beauty pageant.
Yeah, pretty much. You have swimwear, you have talent... You have personal interview, and you have club wear.
What was your talent, Monty?
I know what his talent is, Mike.
I danced and lip-synced.
You danced and what?
Lip-synced.
Oh, so you did like kind of a putting on the hits type of thing?
Swallowing.
Yeah.
And, Monty, how many people did you compete against?
Guys are laughing. What's funny? It was like, I think it was... 28 guys.
Huh. Only 28 guys wanted to be Mr. Gay USA.
Did you get any flack from the Marine Corps when you were using your Marine picture? I mean, it's your picture to do what you want with, right?
Of course not. I mean, hey, I'm out of the military now. It's mine. I pay for it.
Nobody called you and said, you know, what are you doing?
Of course.
So, like, what are some of the benefits, Monty, of being Mr. Gay USA? What do you get? What are some of the bennies? What are some of the freebies?
From Mr. Gay USA, we won. Overall, the prize was $5,000. I got $2,000 that night.
You got $2,000, and then where the other three go?
I get the other three once I relinquish the title in August.
So $5,000 in prize money. What else?
And then you have preliminaries to the pageant all over the nation. I have 30 prelims set as we speak now.
I'm looking at your picture on the web. Do you draw your eyebrows on?
Pretty much.
The picture that I'm looking at with you, with the several pictures in the corner, what is the outfit you are wearing in the upper right-hand corner? It looks like it's sort of a see-through. What is that?
Is it oriental? Is it like a red? Something?
Yes. Well, it's, yes. I'm looking at a black and white picture, but it's...
Yeah, it's a kimono, actually.
It's a kimono.
It's a kimono.
Oh, my God, yeah. All right, I am going to give that a round of applause. Do you get to compete, defend your title, or do you relinquish your crown?
Actually, I relinquish my crown in August.
Mm-hmm. In August.
Yeah.
So you've already let it go.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, I'm reigning now.
Oh, you're reigning now.
What are your duties? What are your duties as Mr. Gay USA? What do you have to do?
Well, we do a lot of charity shows, a lot of benefit shows for, like, the HIV-related people and people that are, like, homeless and sheltered or whatever. And right. We also do, like, a lot of benefit shows.
Can I tell you something? If I was homeless and living in a shelter...
Mm-hmm.
Man, I would be thrilled if Mr. Gay USA came to visit me.
That would be very exciting.
That would be what I needed to turn my life
around. Would you really?
To turn my
absolutely.
Life. You know, given the chance of like having Donovan McNabb come by or having one of my favorite movie stars. No, I would say, you know
can
what?
Can I call you Mr. Gay instead of Monty?
You can call me whatever you like.
Mr. Gay, the picture in the lower right-hand corner, is that a picture of you in the tub?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
That's good.
I just wanted to check.
Your uniform has two lovely medals. What were they awarded for?
Different things. One of
swallowing.
What's that?
I said the swallows of Capistrano.
They're coming home. Yes.
They're coming home. No, no. What are they for? Your medals.
Different things. One of them was the friendship medal that we got when we went to
the friendship medal.
Yeah.
All right.
And then
marksmanship
or serving using firearms.
Of marksmanship.
Yeah. How long has the Mr. Gay pageant been in existence?
This would be the 21st year.
21 years.
Wow. How's your old rusty rifle?
Do you still shoot?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Who was the host of the Mr. Gay 2005 pageant?
Jeff Reeves.
Jeff who?
Jeff Reeves.
How would we know him?
I don't know if you would know him or not. You can pull him up on the
web. Was it televised?
No, it's not, but it will be next year on pay-per-view.
Ah. Oh, it'll be on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
What's Lago, right? Is the
Lago. Lago is the gay TV channel.
Yes, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there any truth to the rumor that I heard, now he's not gay, but I know he's a big supporter, that Howie Long from Fox NFL Sunday was going to be one of the guys,
one of the hosts or judges?
I don't know which it was. Do you know if that's true or not?
I don't know. I didn't hear any knowledge of that.
Do you have any gay icons in pop culture that you look up to, Monty?
Not really, man. I mean, I'm pretty much self-independent, self-employed, so I do my own little thing, trying to get to where they are.
Are you currently attached? Is there a Mrs. Gay? You know what I mean?
No, there's not.
There's not. May I ask you, as Mr. Gay USA...
Homo Joe. We have a regular guy that we call Homo Joe that comes on the show, Mr. Gay, and I think he'd be very fond of you.
Mr. Gay, let me ask you. You are Mr. Gay USA. Which do you prefer, pitching or catching?
What is that now?
Which do you prefer, pitching or catching?
Pitching or catching?
Yes.
Probably pitching.
Pitching. Uh-huh. Very good. Oh, okay.
Can I tell you?
Kind of fits the image, don't you think?
Can I tell you a joke you can play with some of your gay USA friends?
Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, here's what you do. You say to them, bend over like you're going to hike a football. Will you do it right now?
What then now?
Okay, bend over like you're going to hike a football.
Uh-huh.
Now, spell the word run.
R-U-N.
Get it?
Hey!
I like that one.
See, you use that on your friends.
Yeah. Do they have a band? Do they have a band at the pageant?
A band at the pageant?
Live music?
No.
It's a DJ?
No. They have a band at the show that we have on Saturday night.
What did you wear for your club wear?
What did I wear for my club wear?
Yeah, you said that was part of the competition, wearing club wear. I'm curious what you wore.
Club wear is just your basic stuff that you wear to the club, jeans, boots.
Anything like, you know, I'll give you the stereotypes. Did you ever wear, like, one of those leather hats?
Nah.
Or like a leather vest? And like, yeah, is that in vogue anymore? Do gay clubs, do they wear that stuff in gay clubs anymore? You know,
your leather clubs that wear all that kind of
stuff. Oh, you have leather clubs.
Mr. Okay. Gay USA, do you wear condoms?
Of course.
Very good. You practice safe sex?
Of course.
And what's your favorite picture on your website?
What's my favorite picture on my
website? Please don't answer a question with a question. Yes, what's your favorite picture?
What's my favorite picture?
You did it again.
Are you the first winner of color? Are you the first Mr. Gay USA of color who's a brother?
Okay, I'm the fourth one.
You're the fourth one?
Fourth one.
Hey, is this pretty much a racially mixed competition?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to see it?
No.
I wish I could quit you.
Are you going to? Are you aware of any celebrities that you might want to out on the show right now that might be gay that we wouldn't know about?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't put them out there. Like.
But you know, let me ask you: a military. You're a Marine, and that's the picture. You're an ex-Marine. Were there a lot of gay men in the Marine Corps?
Pretty much.
How did you get around the "don't ask, don't tell" policy? I mean, how did you actually get by that? Did a lot of your like co-Marines in there? Did they know that you were gay?
Well, yeah, and as any aspect in life, I mean, if you live your life as you should, that shouldn't even be an issue anyway.
Could an Asian man be Mr. Gay USA?
He sure can.
Have there been any Asian Gay USA men?
Actually, we had three that competed last year.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, tell me something. Do you have any contestants that look like TV's Kevin James?
Oh, wow.
You know the guy from King of Queens?
Yeah, are there any fat Gay USA contestants?
Yeah, they are.
Really? Fat guys?
Now, how do you...
We actually have Mr. Gay USA at large.
Wait a minute. You have size difference?
Yeah.
So you have Mr. Gay USA large?
Hold on, Buzz.
At large.
Buzz, what is,
at large.
What is
that's
the picture?
This year's at large winner, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Buzz is just
Mr.
Gone.
Gay USA at large.
Buzz is just
He's
gone
one
to
tough-looking hombre.
MrGayUSA.com website and found the home winner.
He looks like he's wearing a kimono, too.
Kind of looks like Uncle Fester.
Mm-hmm. Taken shortly after he passed away.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's not a good-looking man. Mr. Gay USA, when you go out, do you wear a sash?
Well, I have a choice to either wear my sash or a pin or a ribbon.
Which do you prefer?
My pin.
Your pin?
Pin.
Interesting. What does the pen say?
Mr. USA.
Mr. USA?
It doesn't say
Mr. Gay USA?
Mr. G USA.
Mr. G USA. Now, do people ever question you on the pin?
Yeah, they do, and I tell them.
And you tell them what it is, but you don't want to just go flaunt it.
Right.
Be proud.
That's kind of what you did in the military, too, with the don't ask, don't tell.
Pretty much.
Did you have any officers in the military that were gay?
A lot.
Yeah. I like that. Any, like, how big was the highest ranking? That sounded weird.
Hey!
Sorry about that. The highest ranking officer that was gay that you were aware of?
Colin Powell.
Oh. No.
I just went with it because of the name.
That question there.
What's that?
I'm going to skip that.
Oh, you can tell us whether, was there, you know, a commandant or anything like that?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Really?
Right. Was there like a four bird colonel?
No, I'm not. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, very good.
Hey, when you were in the service, did you ever know Major Woody?
Who was that?
Major Woody? He's a famous guy.
We used to page him at airports all the time. Used to be a friend of the show.
Last question for me, Mr. Gay. Can you tell me about any piercings or tattoos you have?
Excellent question.
I have no piercings or tattoos.
Huh. You have no piercings or tattoos, even after being in the military, in the Marines?
None at all.
Did you see any combat?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see any action?
Really?
What?
Not really.
What are your plans after your year of being Mr. Gay USA are over? What are your plans? How do you follow that up?
I think I'm just going to rest.
Favorite movie?
Live life for a minute.
Favorite movie, Mr. Gay?
My favorite movie?
Yes.
The Color Purple.
What is it?
The Color Purple.
The color purple.
All right. Favorite food?
Spaghetti. Pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta. You don't like yogurt?
Not really.
Plain yogurt. Favorite TV show? Don't say Will and Grace.
No. Favorite TV show would probably have to be... Fred and Sanford.
What is it?
Sanford and Son.
Fred that goes Sanford. Back a long way.
Only because one of the characters is my real name.
Ah. One of the characters is your real name. Hold on.
Is there Monty on...
Who's Lamont?
Lamont.
So is your real name Lamont?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, cool. Lamont, Mr. Gay USA, Lamont St. James.
You shouldn't be Monty. You should be Lamont.
I agree.
I mean, come on, from Fred J. Sanford, Lamont is a famous name.
It's a good name. Mr. Gay, have you enjoyed this interview?
Yes, I had fun. You guys are crazy as hell.
When you were at the competition, did you see Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper.
Or did you see, who's the guy from Fox News? Shepard Smith?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's a legit.
Oh, you did see Shepard Smith there?
Yeah.
Legitimate question. Your favorite male movie star?
My favorite male movie star?
Yes. Yes.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. I would think that would be pretty common among the, gay African Americans.
Makes sense.
You like Clooney?
No.
You don't like George Clooney?
Mm, he's
Who would you do first, Mr. Gay USA? Would you do George Clooney or Brad Pitt?
Probably Brad Pitt.
And if you could have sex with a famous woman, if you had to, what woman would you choose to have sex with? A famous woman. The
dream of... Or is the idea too repulsive to you?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Well, you know, I think she might have a penis. I think she might. Well, the website is MrGayUSA.com, and you can see Lamont St. James' picture right there. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the rest of your reign.
That's cool.
Oh, and listen, we've got a good friend of ours, Steve, who got laid off today. He's gay. could you just give a message to Steve, our gay friend here at the station?
What is that?
Anything, any words of inspiration you might have. You're Mr. Gay USA. You got to learn how to do that, Monty.
Pick me up.
Tell Steve to continue to follow his dreams and to continue to do what he does best.
Thank you. And you want to know the funniest part? Get this. He's a gay guy, and his last name is Johnson.
That's great.
I mean, how funny is that?
There have been
that,
a few
right?
jokes.
Great job, Monty. I give this interview 2 snaps up.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Gay USA.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Peace out. Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Never mind. There's no need to follow up. I know that went greater.
I think what we've proven here is that even gay pageant winners can be dull, too.
But not the Marine Corps.
He's fabulous. Simply fabulous.
We opened up the buzz thing, right?
Yes,
let's really open it up. Though.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz. What's your lead stories, excuse me, you get 2 breaks tonight here, 3 breaks, news and comments. What's first, Buzz?
Well, tonight, the president calls for unity, a lawsuit over diarrhea, and nearly 20 million of us are drinking at work.
Hold on, what was that headline?
The last one was nearly 20 million of us are drinking at work.
Nearly 20 million of us are drinking at work.
Steve Johnson.
Never mind. Bye, Steve. Bye,
wrong
Steve.
Number.
Steve. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd you mic that with very
professional?
This is the Don and Mike Show.